I've been to incidents of civil disobedience in the past. I've been, I was down on Occupy Wall Street, but this time around, it's been very different. It's been an extreme amount of looting going on, and it just seems the leadership from the higher ranks of the department have not seemed to be very clear in what they want us to do, and it just seems everything is out of hand. Yes, I've seen you know, at times where the higher ups of the department have told us to stand down, you know, despite the lawlessness and the criminality that was being committed in front of us. You know, just, you know, I've seen a lot of vandalism, you know, property being damaged, you know, multiple fires being started, and you know, a lot of people's lives are in danger because of the extreme lawlessness and civil disobedience. Yes, you know, I'm very concerned for my own safety. You know, I have a family at home that I have to, you know, go back to, and you know, at times I get very nervous if I'm going to, you know, make it out of there unharmed. You know, it saddens me that Governor Cuomo would say something like that, but unfortunately, the mayor, Mayor de Blasio, has kind of tied our hands in many ways that we can't, to the full extent, use our resources efficiently to be able to effectively reduce the disobedience in the city. So it definitely is a little frustrating and disappointing as well. You know, I think, you know, mobilizing something like the mounted unit would have been a big help to quell these this disobedience. But, you know, like I said, I just feel like the mayor has really tied our hands in this situation. I don't feel that the political establishment is supporting us in the way they could. And so it definitely shows as people have become more brazen and how they disrespect the NYPD and other law enforcement agencies around the world. It definitely is starting to show that the lack of leadership has caused people to become, you know, more brazen with their activities.